Joe Biden looked, he looked young, he looked energetic, he looked with it when he turned to Pete Buttigieg and said, "Oh, honey, bringing all that and got a pickle and a spear, huh? You're you got all that and the chips come with you too, honey? All right, have a great day." He looked ready to lead. He showed like the, he's the opposite of Donald Trump, you know, as far as just executive experience and like grace. When he turned to every single woman at the audience at once and said, "Hey, honey, so I didn't know they still had parades for gals like you, huh?" And no one knew what the fuck he was talking about, and it was awesome. It was everything.
God, I just, part of me really does want to see him get the nomination, just to see those debates between these two sundowning grandpas bouncing off of each other like they escaped from a rest home. And we're all supposed to watch it be like, yeah, this society is going to exist in 20 years for sure.
Joe Biden is going to destroy Donald Trump when like his cataracts confuse him for like Becky Quick or whoever the fuck is on CNN at the first debates. And he just kisses Donald Trump on the forehead and rubs the small of his back and goes, all right, sweetheart, you got a limit on 10 broken hearts tonight. All right. And Donald Trump walks away confused, and he's like, you know, goes in on Condé Nast media properties. And then Joe Biden takes off his shirt and says, you fancy yourself a tough guy? Let's do some push-ups, okay? And then they just both fall down on the floor because they both pulled their backs. And that's like, this is the most pivotal election of our lives when that happens. And then they both... Donald Trump talks about how he stopped a mass shooter in Central Park in 1972 by getting out of his limo and throwing his briefcase at him. Hey, that's enough. That's, you know, hey, that's not good stuff. And Joe Biden says that there was a similar situation where a guy tried to mass shoot the only building in Delaware. And Joe Biden threw a softball at him. Actually did a baseball style changeup. So the shooter thought it was coming at him slowly. Then it just knocked him out. And then he goes, and there was a hot dog stand there too. And you know what? Yeah. You kids today, you put avocados and all that stuff in the hot dog. But oh boy, back then, you just needed your mustard and your ketchup. And a beautiful girl with you. But we won't talk about that. All right, sweetheart in the front row. Wow, you got the bow. Did you come with the bow still on, sweetie? All right, great. And that's the I'm maxing out to both of those candidates because I think
Trump
that's
and
the
Biden
exact
spent
election I want.
20 minutes during the first debate talking about whether it's okay to put ketchup on a hot dog.